Hello, this is David Barron. The purpose of this recording is to help us establish an inner voice of strength, a voice of authority. It is generally true that we all want to do the right thing. It is also generally true that we have a good idea of what the right thing to do is. But it doesn't always happen. It would be nice if we had within us a voice, an inner voice, a voice of strength, a voice that we trusted, a voice that has the necessary authority, so that if it called you into action, you knew it always had your best interest in mind, and you would simply do it. So it's the type of voice that if it shouted to you, stop everything, pay attention, you would stop and focus in. So I want you to think for a moment what your particular voice of authority, your voice of guidance would be. And it has to be, for you, the type of voice that you would want to follow. So it could be a man's voice, it could be a woman's voice, it could be someone you know. It could be loud and commanding or soft and passionate. It could be anything at all, but it has to be the type of voice that you would want to follow. Take a moment. Either you can pause the recording, or I'm going to let about 10 seconds of time run by for you to imagine the voice that you would want to follow, your inner voice of authority. And engineer it, design it, create the voice that you most would want to respond to. So go ahead and begin now. Okay, I'm going to assume that you have found your inner voice. Now, let's start by imagining how you would respond when this voice called you. Let's assume you want to control a habit. Let's assume you want to stop smoking. And it's one of those moments where you might find yourself reaching for a cigarette, but this voice says, in the way that you most respond, what exactly you want to hear. So it could tell you, you don't need that. And it says it in such a strong, caring way that you naturally just put down the cigarette, you get rid of the thought, and you feel fine. Or it could say it in a commanding voice, stop, you don't need that, let it go. And of course, if this is your voice of authority, you simply follow its instructions. Now, the assignment I am going to give you is to first create the voice and then decide what it is going to tell you. And in a moment, I'll have you stop the recording, and I want you to practice these situations where this voice would be there, and it would be there supporting you, guiding you, instructing you, keeping you from harm, and being your voice of strength. So go ahead and pause the recording. You know exactly what you have to do. Imagine the situations where this voice would come in handy, where it would simply call you to do the right thing, and you very naturally would respond and feel good about it. So pause the recording. Do that now as much as you need to. Okay, I assume that you have done this and done this very well. We're now going to add to this and augment the strength of your inner voice. What's going to happen is I am going to give you some very simple instructions. And what I want you to do is when you hear the instruction, imagine it as if it is your inner voice instructing you to do it. So right now, imagine this inner voice telling you, sit up comfortably straight and take a deep breath. Now, if you have imagined it correctly, you did exactly those things. You sat comfortably straight and you took a deep breath. And it should feel pretty good, too. So, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of very simple instructions to follow. Your job is to do them. So get in a comfortable position. Be ready to respond immediately, just as though this voice called you into action. And remember, you're doing this so that at future times, when you need to hear this voice, you can bring it forth. Okay? Get in a comfortable position, and we begin. Lift your left hand. Perfect. Put it down. Lift your left index finger. Put it down. Lift your right index finger. Put it down. Wiggle your toes. Good. Take in a huge breath. Let it out. Turn your head left. Turn your head right. Turn your head back to center. Lift your right index finger. Touch your right index finger and thumb together. Great. Put them back down. Do the same with your left hand. Great. Put your hand back down. Cross your ankles. Uncross your ankles. Tap your right foot 3 times. Tap your left foot 3 times. Say orange. Say perfect. Say towel. Put your right hand on your left shoulder. Put it back down. Put your left hand on your right shoulder. Perfect. Put it back down. Now smile. Now frown. Relax. Say thunderstorm. Say movie. Place your right hand onto your chest. Say forest. Put your arm down. Interlace your fingers together. Put them back on your legs. Say mischief. Display poor posture. Display good posture. Relax. Say umbrella. Say focus. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Say hear. Say fox. Lift your right hand just above your leg. Put it down. Lift your left hand to your abdomen. Put your left hand back. Start breathing into your abdomen a little bit more. Lower your shoulders. Say power outage. Say candle. Say desk. Say glasses. Say magnet. Say Davenport. say file. Put your feet together. Put them back. Lift your right hand to your abdomen. Put it back. Make a fist with your left hand. Let it go. Make a fist with your right hand. Let it go. Say evening. Say sand. Say mind. Say paint. Say garden. Lift your toes up. Put them back down. Do it again. Perfect. Put them back down. You're doing well. Say five. Say I have you. Say operator. Adjust yourself in your chair again to be very comfortable. You did perfectly. Now say, that was perfect. You deserve it. Now that concludes the exercise. You're welcome to listen to this at any time. Keep in mind the purpose of this is to get yourself responding quickly and immediately and create an inner voice that will always tell you the right thing to do. And as you're listening to this, imagine this voice, your inner voice, giving you the instructions so that you respond immediately. I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have any questions or comments about the process, I would love to answer them for you. Take care and bye.